Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. Just 38 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, Kyle Fredrickson joining us on our First Advantage hotline. He's our Avs insider here. He's the beat writer at the Denver Gazette. Kyle, oh man, just a rough blow for the Colorado Avalanche with Nathan MacKinnon now set to be sidelined for a month, 4 weeks. Oh my goodness, this is a rough one to take in.
Yeah, it seems like the Avs just can't catch a break right now. MacKinnon is one of maybe 10 guys on that injured list, but none, you know, more important than him. You know, among the more irreplaceable guys in the league, MacKinnon does so much with the amount of time he's on the ice, his influence on the power play and that top line. Definitely a tough blow for the Avs, who are really going to have to survive December here, I think, and until they get the bulk of these guys back.
Yeah, it's just a rough go, like you said. Survive might be the best way to say it, Kyle, but it just feels like almost every other week we're hearing about another big-time injury for this team, and this could be a critical month. I mean, this month of December, I know it's still relatively early in the season, but you got to do your best here to try to keep your head above water.
Yeah, you know, it really has gotten to the point where almost half of the lineup is AHL guys, is Colorado's Eagles guys from Loveland. And, you know, when you look at who the Avs have left right now for that top group, you know, I would expect that Mikko Rantanen is going to be the top line center moving forward until they get a few more guys back. Alex Newhook is still healthy, despite taking a puck off the face the other night. You know, he was looking pretty bruised in the dressing room after morning skate, but he's going to still be ready to go. So the Avs have a few guys that you know, who are really going to carry the torch here, but everyone else behind them really going to have to pick up the slack. And, you know, guys like Logan O'Connor, JT Compher, you know, usually those are your glue guys who are further down and your bottom line's kind of doing the dirty work. Well, all of a sudden, you know, they're going to have to help produce points. So, you know, I think in the short term, Valanciunas looks like a guy who could start playing soon. He was at morning skate and looked to be kind of a partial participant. But the Avs are really going to have to ride with the guys they've got and probably a rotating cast of AHL players until they find a few combinations that they like.
Yeah, well, that's what you're going to have to get creative, I suppose. And going back to MacKinnon, Kyle, I mean, is that like the best-case scenario, worst-case scenario as far as 4 weeks, or what are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to tell a lot of times with the team. To me, 4 weeks is a significant injury, right? And instead of just saying, hey, this is week to week, you know, he could be back pretty soon, to me this signals that, all right, we're going to at least give this thing a month. You know, we're not going to rush back a guy like Nathan MacKinnon, no matter how bad they need them. You know, making sure that he's right when he does make that full return is more important than anything. So in my estimation, you know, a month is probably a minimum. You know, that could obviously change with the rehab, depending on what the exact, you know, severity of the injury is. We're still a little uncertain when it happened in that game that they played a couple nights ago. It was sort of an odd sequence. MacKinnon looked like he took a shot on a power play and kind of winced afterwards. So, you know, looking at how discomforted he was on the bench as well, I wondered if it was maybe an ab thing or an adductor, maybe one of those, you know, internal muscles. And with something like that, you just kind of got to sit and wait, right? You know, there's no surgery. I mean, at least in this case, it seems that's just all of a sudden going to make it better. My guess is that MacKinnon is going to take a lot of time off the ice until something like that happens, you know, barring it being a shoulder or something else. You know, upper body, but that could also, you know, be a long-term injury, you know, shoulder with those joints. So I think in some ways it could have been worse for the Avs, but it certainly could have been better because, you know, of all the guys that you could miss on this roster, like I mentioned, there's just no one who comes close to what MacKinnon does out there.
Yeah, he was kind of always the one we said, well, if this guy goes down, yeah, you still have Nathan MacKinnon at the end of the day. Kyle Fredrickson joining us, Colorado Avalanche beat writer at the Denver Gazette. How concerned are you about this upcoming month? And I mean, I'm glancing at the playoff standings, and again, I know it's so early to do that, but you know, you just look at it and say you're hanging on, you're in that wild card spot right now. This month, if without Nathan MacKinnon, I mean, it could prove to be really rough on the Avs. Now, obviously, they can come out of December, and then you get McKinnon back. As you mentioned, you start getting some of your other dogs back into the mix. You can make a heck of a run. But how concerned are you that the Avs can stay in the conversation, in the mix of things, throughout the entire month of December?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's legitimate concern, right? It's the question that I think it should be on every fan's mind is, all right, you know, how far does this team drop over the next month or so in terms of what their record is and how they're stacking up against the West? Because, you know, when they're healthy, yeah, there's no doubt this is a playoff roster. Everyone in the league knows that. I mean, they've got some of the best high-end skill, you know, across the NHL. But, you know, if they struggle in this middle part portion of the season and don't get those guys back for a while, you know, then all of a sudden you lose home ice advantage. Then all of a sudden you start dropping further in those standings. And, you know, God forbid, you know, the Avs could be in a position where maybe they're fighting to get into the playoffs. But, you know, I think that's more of a worst case scenario, you know, if they're well below 500, you know, through this month of December. But the glass half full look at this is, you know, the Avs play the vast majority of those games at home, you know, right down the street basically from Loveland, where they can shift with AHL guys and shuffle this roster and try to, you know, like I mentioned, figure out the combinations that are going to work the best. So the Avs have a few things going for them, you know, in terms of the schedule looking ahead, it's a mixed bag. I mean, tonight's game against the Bruins. I mean, I'm not a betting man, and I wouldn't do it in my job, but boy, I might take the Bruins, you know, in a blowout tonight, just because they're one of the more healthy teams in the league and one of the very best. And with what the Avs are going to roll out tonight, it's going to be very hard to stay competitive against good teams. I think no matter who the competition is, they basically have to play nearly perfect every night to win. And when they don't meet that standard, I think it could get ugly. But for Avalanche fans, you know, I think the best you hope for is, you know, sitting at something like 500 through this month of December. You win a few games late. You know, you figure out how to get those gritty victories. You know, I don't expect these multi-goal wins that we've become used to with the Avs and a little bit spoiled with getting to watch them so often. But yeah, we'll see the test of their resolve and also their goaltending, because, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Frankie and Gorgiev, you know, to make some big saves, because there's just so much changing in front of them.
Yeah, you might really need to be relying on the goalies at this point. Yeah, it's unfair, Kyle. I'm looking at the injury report for both of these teams tonight, and the Avalanche, it's just name after name after name. The Bruins, Craig Smith, day-to-day. I mean, right. it's like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that injured list from the Avalanche, you could put that squad out on the ice, and they'd beat most teams right now. I mean, there are some real stars who are out from this team. And yeah, to your point, it's just a little unfair, just the hockey gods looking down on this team now for whatever reason, not able to catch a break, and then a group like the Bruins, you know, just healthy as can be. So, you know, tough on the Avs as well. You know, they had that short off season after winning the cup, and you know, they sort of brushed that off initially, saying, hey, that's fine with us, we don't need the time, you know, guys are still healthy. But now looking at it, it's like, man, what would another month of just resting have done for this group before they hit the ice? You know, it's a lot of, you know, guessing game there, but it certainly didn't help.
Yeah, it's something in the water, too, because the Broncos have issues, the Avs have injury issues, the Nuggets, we're waiting to see if Michael Porter Jr. is going to come back. You asked Coach Bednar about it, or you quoted him, and he said, hey, this is probably as bad as I can remember. I mean, this is big-time injury losses for the Avs.
Yeah, it's wild. And all of a sudden, you know, college football, you know, becomes front and center in the state with Deion coming and UNC getting their guys. So at least there's a little bit of optimism for the fall at this point.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of starting to get excited about football, college football, because you got new faces, new coaches, maybe some new attitudes coming forward. Kyle, what are you working on, man, that we can check out? I know you put together a piece about Nathan McKinnon and him, you know, being a part of that injured list. But what's next on the agenda for you?
Yeah, it's been hard to plan feature work around this team because every guy I want to write about all of a sudden gets hurt. But to that end, you know, one thing I'm writing about in the near future is kind of examining this medical staff for the Avs. You know, these guys are busy in terms of just getting so many players back healthy. I was in the dressing room today just sort of getting a you know, the sign of what those guys mean to this team. That training staff, the head athletic trainer, you know, Cale Makar said he sees him more than pretty much anybody in that facility on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, very integral part of the team regardless, but when you're looking at this injury list, Looking forward to giving readers a peek inside of just, you know, what their day-to-day is. And basically the guys tasked with getting everyone healthy. It's a high-pressure job, but, you know, at the same point, you know, you got to take time and make sure everything is right when, you know, these guys are making so much money playing sports and putting their bodies on the line. So,
yeah, no question. I'm excited to read that story, too. And I know we have a lot of Eagles fans up here that'll be seeing some guys jumping over to Denver. So we'll see how that works out. Kyle, my man, always appreciate your time and your insight. Let's see if you don't go get hurt on me now too, man. I mean, because it seems like it's going around. If you're surrounding yourself around the Avalanche, you might get hurt. So you be careful.
Yeah. If they need me to suit up, I'm going to have to tell them no. I played a little bit of street hockey in my youth, but I'm not sure I could help. So.
Kyle, my man, love it. And we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Kyle Fredrickson of the Denver Gazette talking to them. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough month. You don't buckle up. Could be a rough go for the Avs. Can you stay around that 500 mark? As Kyle said, that's going to be the big key. 12:49 the time. We'll wrap up hour number two. I still have a lot of Bronco stuff I want to get to today. George Payton and all that. Brian Howell will join me from Buff Zone. He'll give us his thoughts from that crazy press conference on Sunday with Coach Prime in the house. All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.